So I want to speak today about one of the, as for me, important places of the scriptures. Yesterday evening I came to the service. I was, you know, relaxed, don't prepare for anything. I came to the service, I thinking about ministry, and Rabbi David came to me and told me, "Can you share today with message?" I was, okay, thank you, Rabbi David. It was strong. And it was strong. It was also the special time because this is from the Lord. This Torah portion play huge role in my life because it's so important for me personally as a believer. This is places Exodus chapter 35 and 36. I want to speak from these two chapters. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Place about revival in Israel. Reality of the Lord there. If you don't read yet, please read carefully this 35, 36 chapter of Exodus. In these chapters, we can find that all Israelites are participate in the building of the tabernacle. Chapter 35 and 36 speaks about it. Together, they developed a special place. They built a special place. It calls Mishkana, Tabernacle of Moses. What is the place is? For me, it's very important. This was the place of God's presence in the midst of Jewish nation, Jewish people. What can be more important for us and for them in that moment? If we carefully read these chapters, we can see that all Israel camp was built around the Mishkana, heart of Judaism, heart of all Jewish people. It's not just tent where people gather together. It's not just super place for hanging out and speaking with each other. It's not cinema or something else. It was the place where God's presence is dwelt there. Everyone who has needs or problems or questions, they could come there and receive answer from the Lord. You know, I don't know how about you, but in my life, I want to receive answers from the Lord for me. This is so important for us. Not just, you know, walking as blind people in this world, but to see the light, to know the answer from the Lord, to know the special place and time for us. So there built a special place of God's presence, and all tribes lived around this place where the Lord dwells in the midst of the Jewish people. And, you know, when I think about it, I understood that life of the Jewish people were around this presence of the Lord. Everything. Their family life, their community life, everything around the presence of the Lord. His Mishkana, His place. It's so important for me. And also, I believe the Lord wants to teach them very important lesson in these chapters. He wants to show them something is important, and He wants to show us something important. You know, I want to point something very, very interesting for me. If you want to have a presence of the Lord, if you want to have a presence of the Lord in your life, I want to ask, who wants to have presence of the Lord in your life? Of course, we could not buy this present for any money because it's free. It's a gift from Yeshua. But look carefully here. They were get free from slavery. Lord led them out of Egypt. But He commanded them something so important. He commanded them to build place of His presence. It touched my heart. Build place of His presence. Not to be just passive, you know, in His presence or, you know, to go, but to build the place of the Lord's presence among them. I believe it's very important. It's for me. let's say together, build a place for the Lord. I know that we should build something in our life. We have the special place, and we can put our offerings, our time, our life to build this place where God can come and dwell with us. It's so important. It's so important. You know, all the 40 years when I read the scriptures, Torah, every time, 40 years, Israelites trying to put their responsibilities upon Moshe. You remember this? Moshe, we want water. Give us water. We want meat. Give us meat. We want that you go and fellowship with the Lord. We send you to fellowship with the Lord. But Lord trying to teach them something. He want to build something in their lives. He want to teach them how to be a givers and ministers for Him, and how to have a special purpose for their life. How to build the Lord's presence in their hearts, in their families, and in their nation. He don't want just for Moses to be a priest. He don't want just for Aaron to be the special one. He want to have a nation of priests, people who will shine this world, who will bring presence of the Lord in many places with them. You know, personally, I believe from all my heart, as a believer, it's my duty to be a giver, to be a servant to the Lord. This is not an option for me. I don't believe in the, I don't believe in the sitters and priests anymore. Do you understand what it means, sitters in English? Huh? People who just sit in and nothing to do with it. Just spectators. Thank you so much, spectators. Listen, I can speak Russian, but you don't understand, will not understand me anything. So I believe we are meant to be givers for Him. We are meant to be, we built to be, we are saved to be people who are ministering to Him. It's not an option for us. This is our duty for Him. He saved us. He paid price for us. He redeemed us by His blood, by His death. Why? Because He calls us into something very special for Him. Very special place. Very special space for Him. I believe in this with all my heart. And we don't have separation between priests and attendants anymore. We are priests together. I'm so happy. I stand here today during the time of prayers for worship team, for sound team, and you know I'm blessed because I'm in the worship team, I'm in the sound team, and it's so great. I liked it because this is something so important for me personally, and I tell it not because I'm a rabbi, and it's my work. No. I believe this part of my faith from beginning. I have faith into the Lord, and part of this faith in my life is to minister to the Lord with all my heart, to be giver to Him. And I don't speak only about money, but it's also important, we can see here. But I speak also about my time. I speak also about my talents, about my gifts. Amen. And I know I can tell you, share with you some great mystery. Please don't say to anyone from here. Just Jewish radio. You remember Jewish radio? It's faster than a high-speed internet. If you wanna that everybody knows something, just tell. Please don't say to anyone. High-speed internet. AT&T internet, you know. In this place, everyone is so important. It's no person who don't have anything in your life. We have everything, everything from the Lord. We are so special. And if you think about yourself, you're useless or you don't have talents, this is wrong. This is lie. You're talented for something. you have gifts, special anointing from the Lord, special purpose from the Lord to fulfill your own calling in your life. Amen. And to fulfill it with the joy of the Lord, not with sadness, not with heaviness. Ministry to the Lord, it's not something, you know, so heavy, so dark. Ooh, what do you do? Why are you so sad? I'm ministry to the Lord. Don't talk to me. I'm so busy. I'm so depressed. It's so wonderful to minister under depression. This is a lie. Ministry to the Lord is something joyful. It's something that brings lives into your life. This is the rivers of living water. I remembered years ago, I came to the point, I never been sitters in my life, listeners. Every time I tried to do something, but it was time in my life I came to one of the leaders who was great blessing to me in the time. And I told him, you know, I can't sit in the service anymore. I don't know what's happened with me, but, you know, I know all the preachings. You just came. I already know what you will talk about, you know. What can you teach me? I feel like empty when I come out of the service. What's happened with me? Help me. And he told me something very special. This is the time for you to give away everything that you receive from the Lord. You know, if you will take a glass of water or bottle of water, you can pour it until some point, you know. And if you want to pour more water, you need to share with it. We are the same. This sense of disification or this, you know, this lack of peace often comes because we need to share the gifts what we have. And I believe we are happy people when we share something with the Lord, with the people around us. So also I think one of the biggest tragedy today is the sense of purposeless. Am I right in English? Purposeless. Meaningless in the life. This is a curse. To wake up in the mornings and to not know what to do today, you know. Where to put my arms and my legs and my head. This is a difficult life. Because each of us, we have purpose for us. Why so many sins and bondages in the lives of people around us? Why? I know for myself, when I don't understand my destination, my destiny, I start to look in something to fulfill this emptiness in my heart. Something instead of presence of the Lord. But when I know my destiny, destination, and move towards this, I'm a happy person because I know in the way of, in the His paths is blessings, is everything for me. Amen. Can you tell to someone who's sitting near you, you are precious. You're precious. I know you can say to your wife, you're precious. To husband, you're precious. Maybe you have today morning some arguments between each other, wife and husbands. Still say, you're precious. By faith, force yourself. Because you're precious. And you have special, wonderful place. 2 hours, I'm not joking, so we continue. So Exodus chapter 35, 36, from Exodus chapter 35 and 36, this is a time of wonderful restoration, time of revival from the Lord, times of refreshment and fresh fellowship with the Lord. Moshe bring commandments from the Lord, and he told the Jewish people, bring your offerings and tithings to Moshe, to Aaron. Start putting your lives, your time, your gifts into the building of Mishkanah. Tents of mercy. So he gave them instruction. He gave them commandments to do. And, you know, it was very sharp moment. You know, very straight moment. Because what they received from the Lord. How they will act. And something happened in their hearts. We can read it in verse 21, from 21, Exodus 35. And they came, everyone those heart stirred him, and everyone those spirit made him willing. So interesting. Spirit made him willing. So Lord touched their hearts. He bring revival into their bones. And they begin to respond to the Lord with the fire, with the generosity, with the giving from all their hearts. They begin to give back to the Lord something very important for them. And brought Adonai's offering for the work on the tent of meeting, for the service in it, and for the holy garments. Both man and woman came. You see, not only man can minister to the Lord. It's joyful news. Also woman can minister to the Lord. Both men and women came, as many as had willing hearts. Willing hearts. Let's say together, willing hearts. They bring nose rings. What does it mean, nose rings? When I see today's fashion, you know, nose. And people say, oh, it's new. No, it's not new. Couple thousand years, nose rings. So, and it's also signs of revival because they begin to, put out of their nose these rings. So, I don't condemn everyone, but please, bring it to the sanctuary and give it these nose rings. Earrings, signet rings, belts, and kinds of gold jewelry. Everyone bringing an offering of gold to Adonai. Let's say it together, to Adonai. So they begin to minister to him. And it says here, everyone. In scriptures before, we just read it, everyone whose heart's willing. But in this place, it's end with these words, everyone. For me, it seems that all Israel were captured by the Lord's grace, by his mercy. Together, they decide to minister to the Lord from all their hearts. Beautiful, wonderful moments of revival in the Jewish nation. Exodus chapter 36, we can read continuously from verse 4. So people start to bring gold, blessings, their talents, everything. And verse 4 here. But finally, our workmen all left their task to meet with Moses and told him. They start working, they begin to receive offerings, tithes, but some moment came to them. They stopped working, they came to Moses. Why? Interesting reason. We have more than enough materials on hand now to complete the job. Moses sent a message throughout the camp announcing that no more these donations were needed. Wow. I dream to have such moment in my life when I can announce, man, no offerings needed anymore. So we need something from the Lord. When at least the people were restrained from bringing more. So many blessings, so many gifts, so many talents, so many gold and everything that Moses need to say, it's enough, it's more than enough. Can you see what's happened in the Jewish lives there? Something special. I know sometimes to take, I will go on. No joke anymore now. Sometimes it's hard to take even one, quarter of something with our great generosity. But when Lord touch our hearts, and he changed our attitudes. This brings blessing to us and also to community. Amen. Amen. So look how people's hearts were captured by the Lord. Everyone who wants has a possibility to bless the Lord. And also it's lesson for me, do not wait long. Do not wait long because it's time for blessings, for possibilities, but sometimes the door is closed. Sometimes we don't need to wait too long. We need to think about it, but don't wait too long. So many times I had in my life, especially when I had the possibilities, but I wait. maybe better situation. And in the end, you know what's happened? Possibilities are gone. And only memories about these possibilities. Oh, Lord, why I did this? I should go. This is why when Rabbi David asked me to share yesterday, I was, okay, I'm ready. And I begin to say, okay, what should I share today? We need to take possibilities in our life. We need to put our gifts. We need to put our lives into the possibility. Not wait too long. Our life is very short. Amen. Also, what's interesting for me, I found very, very similar place in the scriptures from the Tanakh. Very. About the time of King Hezekiah. Maybe you read about it. It's 2 Chronicles chapters from 29 to 31. I want to read. It's from verse 4, chapter 31. It's time when new King Hezekiah came to the authority in Israel. And it was time when temple was destroyed. No ministry in the temple anymore. No sacrifices, nothing. And he decided to start to minister to the Lord. Exactly in that moment. He invited all Levites and Kaganim. And he proposed them to start to minister, to clean themselves. So what's happened? He announced them something. And verse 4. In addition, he required the people in Jerusalem to bring their tithes to the priests and Levites, so they would need other employment but could apply themselves fully to their duties as required in the law of God. The people responded immediately and generously with the first of their crops and grain, new wine, olive oil, honey, and everything else. And we can read it later. Everything was laid out in the great piles. You see, great piles. We can read later. And piled them up in the great heaps or heaps. The first of these tithes arrived in June, and the piles continued to grow until October. People bringing blessing to the Lord. From June to October. When Hezekiah and of his officials came and saw these huge piles, how they blessed the Lord and praised his people. What incredible time. And what's familiar with these places? In Exodus, it's about establishing of the place of the Lord's glory and Levites' ministry. It's just establishing. And in the Second Chronicles, it's rebuilding, revival of the place of the worship into the Lord. The same situation. Revival. Revival came on the people's hearts. Please, be careful. See, open your eyes and your hearts now. When Jewish people began to build their place to the Lord, when they start to do it, then they begin to put their hearts into it. Spirit of God came upon this earth. Something very specific here. You know, I just want to step from my notes and tell you something. If you want to see the presence of the Lord in this earth. You know where this presence is starting? In here, in the altar. We should not wait for somebody to bring fire. Or some conference will spread revival around us. We should look for the Lord here in our hearts. So this is the special place. And also, this is, we are here in the temple of the Lord. This is the special place of revival. And from fire in our hearts, from our devotion, from our fellowship with the Lord, our generosity, revival depends in this place. And from here to the rest of the world. I believe in this. It's not just my opinion of things. I see it here. I see. Do we want to be part of the great restoration of the end times? Do we want to be part of it? I believe this is why we are here. Not just to hang out together, you know. Have a cool time, you know. Fellowship, play some music, you know. do some stuff together, go home. I believe if it's so, we need to change our focus. Because I believe we came here because we want to be part of the God's glory and His movement. This should be our goal to come here. This is our goal. This is our main goal. For sure, to hang out too. It's also good. But main goal, to minister to the Lord. And you know the great promise for us, joyful promise, Romans 11, verse 26. And then all Israel will be saved. Let's say together, all Israel will be saved. How? How it will be saved? How Israel will be saved? Just spontaneously. Tomorrow morning, everyone will wake up saved? No. Through the places of worship. Through the special places of God's presence. Through us, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Through the congregations of the God's glory. Through the places where God established His presence. He will save all Israel. Amen. Okay, I want to end with one thought. I believe it's very important. Exodus verse 36. Chapter 36, verse 1. The Lord has gifted Bezalel, Aholiab, and the other skilled craftsmen with wisdom and ability to perform any task involved in building the sanctuary. Let them construct and furnish the tabernacle, just as the Lord has commanded. Let's say together, just as the Lord has commanded. So important. Not how they want to do. Not their what they want to do. But as the Lord has commanded. It's so important for us, I believe. I mean that Lord wants from us to do only His will. And I think it's so important to find His will in my life and to establish what He wants for me to do accurately. When I think about these places, I also think about faith. And I believe that part of the faith, and also one of the meaning of faith for me, is to hear from the Lord and to accomplish carefully what He told me to do. This is the part of faith, explanation of faith. If you will open the Hebrews chapter 11, you can find so many places there about people of faith. And why they called people of faith? Why you know them as a people of faith? Because they accomplished something for the Lord with faith. Chapter 4. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Why? Because he knew what to bring to the Lord, and he bring it. Exactly what he needed to bring. Exactly. Verse 5. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. You know, what Enoch did in his life that Lord took him? You remember from book of Genesis? You don't remember? He walked before the Lord. What does it mean, walk before the Lord? In obedience. He do what Lord told him to do. You remember a place about Noah? By faith, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. Flood. What does it mean, by faith, to build? In obedience to the Lord. What if he wants to build a house instead? Or small, you know, boat for two people with wife have ride. It was easier, you know, to do. But, you know, what does it mean, faith? Abraham, you can read continuously, Moses, everyone. What it was about them specially? They heard from the Lord. And they say, yes, sir, and apply it. So they were called people of faith because of it. So I want to stop because I believe children already have their practice. And I want to pray. I want to pray the special prayers. I want to pray for the sense of meaning for us. I want to pray for this special special knowledge in our lives. I want to pray for us that we are find our place in the ministry to the Lord. But we've been people who are open ourselves to receive something from Him, what He has for us, special things. So I want to pray for us. Lord, thank you so much for today's time, Lord. Thank you so much for Shabbat. Thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful synagogue, Lord. People who are walking with you, Lord. People who are who comes here to minister to you, Lord. Lord, help us to know your space, to know your place, Lord. Help us to find our calling in our lives, Lord, and accomplish it with all our faith, Lord. Thank you so much for your wonderful gifts for us, gifts of the salvation and gifts of your presence, Lord. Thank you so much. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand and close our service with a prayer, our own prayers, our own benedictions. So let's pray together. Find someone who you like or who you love or everyone who near you. Don't be alone, please. Your family. Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. Thank you so much, Lord, for your presence, Lord, for your faith upon us, Lord. We bless you, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you so much. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.